Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Kimmy. How are you?
I'm going well, mate. How are you going?
Fantastic. Really well, thanks, mate.
We talked last Saturday about the big boxing bouts that were happening at Ulla Dulla, so I wanted to come back around and find out, A, how it went, and B, how Philip went in his attempt. So, first up, how did your boxers go?
Kimmy, my boxers went fantastic. Honestly, I couldn't be more proud of them. For kids that have only been training boxing for 7 weeks, their efforts were enormous. We didn't get any wins, which was a bit of a shame, but just the way they fought, the experienced fighters that they fought that had so much more experience than them. Like, let's start with my first fight of the night, which was Monique Stutchbury. She's 16 years of age. She fought a girl that was 24 years of age who'd had 3 fights for 3 wins. Monique had only been training for 7 weeks boxing. Like, she's done martial arts and stuff, but never done any real boxing before. And she went the distance with this girl. This girl was a very good fighter and was trying to knock her out every punch, you know, and she kept her hands up. She did exactly what I asked her to do, and she stayed in there the whole 3 rounds. She, you know, and I just couldn't be more proud of her.
Oh, good on you, Monique. That's fantastic, mate. How did Ethan go?
Ethan went good too. He fought one of the local fighters. He fought a guy called Owen Gordon. He's from One Life. He fought Owen, and that was they sort of knew each other too, which was good. But Owen was a bit strong for him, but still put up a great fight. Ethan? He did everything we asked, and he just in the end he got a bit tired. I think the nerves got to him a bit too. But it was another great effort.
Yeah, well, it's a big deal, isn't it? Now Monique's brother Josh also had a fight.
Yeah, he did an exhibition, actually. Of course, his fighter pulled out, so he did an exhibition with a guy called Peter Batista. He was from the Bulldog Gym up in Sydney, I think it is. The bloke that he fought was a few kilos lighter than Josh. He was a 4-0 pro fighter, so it was a really good experience for Josh. He boxed him really well. There's no decisions in an exhibition, so it's just like a good hard sparring session, you know. And they didn't leave much in the tank. They had a good whack at each other, and it was a great spectacle, that.
Yeah, good bout. And Finn, Josh and Corey went okay too?
Finn went good too. Finn fought another guy from One Life, and it was pretty much the same as the One Life fighters. They were very good. Finn fought a guy called Oscar McKay, and he's from Batemans Bay also, and he was a very strong fighter also. That got stopped, I think it was in the last round also, which was a bit of a shame, only because of the same reason. He's just, like, you know, seven weeks of boxing training and just not having that experience. It was only their fitness really that let him down, that was all. You know, they started getting hit with a few shots and the referee stopped the fight.
Yeah, but they can all hold their heads proudly and can't wait till the next round, I reckon.
Most definitely. It was fantastic. And then we had Josh Piper, who also fought a very good fighter. And he fought a couple of fights. His name was Jason Adams, and he was from West Sydney Fight Club, and he was just too strong in the end. Josh put up a great... Josh hit him with some really good punches too. Every one of them... not one of them turned it up. They just gave everything they had and finished with a smile. Every one of them had a smile on their face. They were so happy to be there and so happy for the experience. And, look, they're only going to get better. That was a great experience for them. And none of them got hurt. And they just went terrific.
Oh, that's great, mate. Now, I want to know how Philip McDonald went with his attempt at 150 rounds, the world record.
Kimmy, he did it. He did it, and he did it so well.
Woohoo!
He did 150 rounds, and actually he did 151. He done one at the end with one of the boxers, a great boxer called Tommy Brown, with his son Davey Brown. His son's name's Davey. He's named after Tommy's brother, who passed away 4 years ago in a fight in the ring. I think it was up in Sydney, where the fight was, and it was a very tragic event. He died a couple of days after the bout, but. Tommy's son, he's named Davey after his brother, and it was just a beautiful moment there that he finished the round and brought tears in everyone's eyes. Actually, I'm sort of cheering up now.
Oh, that's beautiful, mate. Phil must have been exhausted, though, Jamie.
Oh, you know what? The way he did it, he just kept going. Actually, I jumped in and done 3 rounds with him, and I did it kind of early in the piece. Around midday or something, just after midday. He done so well. It was just that effort to do 150 rounds straight with all the different opponents. He had Shannon Taylor there boxing him. He had a lot of good, great pro fighters and people from all over the place just came down. It was just a really good day. And, you know, what a great thing to do for the Stroke Foundation in the name of his father, Jim McDonald.
Yeah, really fantastic. Well, Jamie, I can't wait till the next event, and we'll have a chat about that. Is there anything on the calendar coming up soon?
Not that I know of at the moment. I believe there's some fights coming up in Queanbeyan and maybe Canberra we might go to at some stage. I'm going to find out about that in the next few weeks and see what's going on.
All right, mate. We'll keep in touch, and always great to have a chat with you, mate.
Thank you, Kimmy. We really appreciate talking to you.